Morning, dear Sangha. Today is the 12th of November, the year 2009, and we are in the New Hamlet. We can consider the three jewels as three kinds of energy. The Buddha is a kind of energy, the Dhamma also, and the Sangha also. The Buddha as an energy could be generated by our practice. So we make the Buddha available to us at any moment we want. You don't have to go and look for the Buddha elsewhere. The Buddha can be available in the here and the now. When we chant the three refuges, we say, taking refuge in the Buddha, in myself. It means the Buddha is in yourself. And there is a way we can get in touch with the Buddha in oneself. A Buddha is someone that is made of mindfulness, concentration, and insight. Without the energies of mindfulness, concentration, and insight, one cannot be called a Buddha. And in one of the gathas that we practice, we read, Buddha is my mindfulness. Buddha is my mindfulness. And my mindfulness has the capacity to show me the way, wherever I am. That is a kind of light that shines near and far. So if we practice mindful walking, or mindful breathing, we generate the energy of mindfulness, and the Buddha become available. Buddha is my mindfulness, shining near, shining far. Wherever I go, there is the light showing the way. So we can make the Buddha available. And as far as the Dhamma is concerned, you know that the Dhamma could be energy. And the Dhamma is not only the spoken Dhamma or the written Dhamma, but the living Dhamma. And the living Dhamma is there when we begin our practice. When you practice mindful breathing. So mindful breathing is the Dhamma, is the living Dhamma. And when you practice mindful breathing or mindful walking, the Dhamma is available. So we don't have to look for the Dhamma elsewhere. In the Gatha, we learn that the Dhamma is my breathing. As we continue to breathe mindfully, the Dhamma is there, available. And the Dhamma is guarding, is protecting our body and our mind. When you practice mindful breathing or mindful walking, you are under the protection of the Dhamma, the living Dhamma. Buddha is my mindfulness, shining near, shining far. Dhamma is my breathing, guarding my body and mind. You put yourself under the protection of the Buddha and of the Dhamma. And this is a real practice of taking refuge. We believe that when we chant the three refuges, we are practicing taking refuge. That may be true. But why we practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, we are really practicing taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha. Because we are generating the energy of mindfulness. And the mindfulness, the energy of mindfulness is the Buddha. And our practice is the living Dhamma. So we are protected by the Buddha and the Dhamma. If the practice goes on. And Sangha is my five skandhas. My body, my feelings, my perceptions, all my mental formations, my consciousness, constitute myself. And it is a congregation, it is a community of cells. Not only physical cells, but mental cells, because every mental formation can be described as a cell of consciousness. So if the cells in our body, in our spirit are collaborating and working in harmony, we have harmony, we have peace. In fact, there is harmony. There is a peace among the cells of our body. They are working together in harmony. If they don't, then we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We are sick. So there is a level of harmony, of cooperation between the cells of our body and between our feelings and our perceptions and our consciousness. They are truly working together. And if we practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, we help. We help them to be more harmonized. We help our body to be more harmonized. And we help the other four skandhas to be harmonized. And it is the Dhamma that help harmonize the body, the feelings, the mental formations, and so on. Because the Dhamma can take care. The Dhamma is the practice. we call ourselves a practitioner. A practitioner. The one who practices. And this practice put us under the protection of the three jewels. Bring harmony, peace, and healing to body, mind. As a practitioner, we have many opportunities. To practice. And those who think that if they don't go to a temple, they cannot practice. If they think that if they have no sangha, they cannot practice. Or if they don't have a meditation hall, they cannot practice. Or if they don't have a cushion, they cannot practice. If they don't have a bell, they cannot practice. But opportunities are always there for us practitioners. Every time we walk, we have an opportunity. Every time we make a step, we have an opportunity. We can make that step in mindfulness. And making a step like that will make the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha available. So every step is an opportunity. And you don't have to go to a temple in order to make a step. You make your step right there where you are. Every in-breath is an opportunity for us practitioners. We breathe in and out all the time during the day. And for us practitioners, every breath, in-breath, out-breath is an opportunity. We don't have to go to the temple. We don't have to go into the meditation hall in order to practice. Wherever you are, you can take the opportunity to practice. Breathing in mindfully, you make the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha available. You are protected. And you have a chance to harmonize, to heal, to cultivate your peace and your happiness. And there are other opportunities. When you hear the sound of the bell, when you see a brother or a sister in the Dhamma walking or sitting, you are reminded to practice. So each practitioner, as we are, we should know that we have plenty of opportunities, and every moment of our daily life offer opportunities. And the practice can be joyful, can bring peace, joy, serenity to us right away. The gatha that begins with being an island unto myself is a very wonderful guide for the practice. And every novice, every aspirant, every bhikshu, bhikshuni, every upasika, every lay person, should know how to to make use of that gata. It is really a practice of taking refuge. And you can take refuge in the treasures all day long. Being an island, unto myself, we can breathe in. While we breathe in, we recognize the existence of an island within ourselves. And we know that if we go back to that island, we'll be safe. And the waves of the ocean cannot come and take us, because we take refuge in the island within ourselves. So the first line is for your in-breath, and the second line is for your out-breath, being an island. Unto myself. When the Buddha was 80, one day he was very sick, and he knew that he would not live much longer. It was he was in the vicinities of Vaishali, a city north of Ganges River. And he spent his time visiting groups of disciples around the cities. And he gave them short Dhamma talks, a very, very short and very short and easy Dhamma talks, recommending practices. And he said that my dear friends, we should not take refuge in anything except in oneself. In ourselves, there is an island, very safe, very peaceful, within every one of us. And we should go back to ourselves and take refuge in that island. Don't take refuge in anything else, in anyone else. Go home to yourself and take refuge in the island of self. And the Buddha repeated that teaching in many short Dhamma talks. He knew that his disciples used to rely too much on him. And there will be one day when his physical presence is no longer available. And his disciples will feel lost if they are used to count too much on him. So he gave that teaching in order for his students to learn how to relied on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha in themselves, and not in someone else. So the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha are available within. And you can get in touch with the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha if you go home to the island of self. In the Chinese canon, we find a tribute Đương Tử Châm. You, my friend, should take refuge in the island of self. Because there is an island very safe within you, and you have to learn to go back and take refuge. In the Pali canon, it's at Attadipa. Attadipa Sarana. Atta means self. Dipa is the island. And Saranam is taking refuge. Attadipa Sarana. And that is why we have the Gatha inspired by the teaching, being an island unto myself, as an island unto myself. So the first line is for your for one in breath, and the second line is for your out breath. And then your in breath again and your out breath again. The Buddha is my mindfulness. Shining near, shining far. Wherever I find myself, the Buddha is there as a light, as an energy to show me the way. Because mindfulness is the energy that helps you to be really there and knowing what is going on in your body, in your feelings. And it helps you to know what to do and what not to do. Shining away. And when you practice breathing in and out like that, you generate the energy of mindfulness, concentration, which is the real Buddha. Not a Buddha made of copper or stone, but a real Buddha. A Buddha made of mindfulness, concentration and insight. Because mindfulness always bring with it concentration and insight. I don't know whether we have an established French translation, but you can say il y a une île en moi-même. Je reviens à l'île en moi-même. Le Bouddha est ma pleine conscience. Éclairant mon corps et mon esprit. Je suis libre. I am free. I am free means I am free from forgetfulness, from fear, from confusion, because I am protected by, I am being protected by the Buddha. I know where to go. I know what to do and what not to do. I am free from confusion, from fear. When you know where you go, you are no longer afraid. So I am free to time, because there is one in-breath and one out-breath. In-breath, out-breath, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And you can practice in music. Someone can play violin and you practice with the music. In monosyllabic language, it's like Vietnamese, Chinese, it's very convenient. In Vietnamese, we have quay về nương tựa. Đáo tựa thân. Maybe it's a good idea for our European friends to learn the Vietnamese version and practice. I go back and take refuge in the island of myself. And when you walk, you can take refuge. Breathing in, you make two steps, quay về. Breathing out, two steps, nương tựa, quay về, nương tựa. It's like being an island unto myself. Being an island unto myself. You can practice in a walking position also. I remember that so many years ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago, when I practiced this walking, I found that two steps is not enough. I want to walk a little bit quicker, more quickly. So I add another word. Con quay về và nương tựa nơi hải đảo của tự thân. I go back and take refuge in the island of myself. So you have 1, 2, 3 for your in-breath, 1, 2, 3 for your out-breath. And if you want, you can make it into 4 words. Chánh niệm này chính là một đang soi sáng khắp Sài Gòn. Cảm this mindfulness is the Buddha himself. He's shining near and far. That's very good translation. So you enjoy breathing in and out and generating the energy of mindfulness. And at that time you are under protection of the Buddha, the real Buddha, mindfulness, concentration. And then you go back, being an island into myself, as an island into myself, and you continue, Dharma is my breathing. Guarding body and mind. I am free. And then you repeat the first four lines. And Sangha is my five skandhas. Walking in harmony. I am free. Okay. And you know the rest of the regatta. The rest of the regatta is breathing in, breathing out. I am blooming as a flower. I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as a mountain. And so on. This is a wonderful instrument, a wonderful text for the practice of taking refuge. When you don't have any problem, practicing this gatha brings you a lot of solidity, freshness, happiness, and that help cultivate more mindfulness, concentration, and insight. When you do have a problem, like confusion, fear, anger, or taking refuge will bring you relief right away. And Thay has been practicing this gatha for many decades already, and he still finds it very wonderful. So he wants his friends to do it also. It's one of the most wonderful gathas that we have available. Shall we sing together? In an island unto myself. Sangha is my five skandhas working in harmony. Taking refuge in myself. Coming back to myself. I am free. I think we have to sing "I am free," and then we breathe out before we sing. We continue to sing because Thai practices in Vietnamese. When you breathe in, you cannot "I." You say "I am breathing out." We have to say, "I'm breathing in." Taking refuge in myself, coming back to myself, I am free. And there should be silence here in order for you to take an out breath. And then you say, breathing in, breathing out, I am blooming as a flower. Continue. Wherever we go, we like to bring our cell phone, our computer, etc. Because these things help us to solve problems. But your computer may be stolen, your portable also, you may lose it. But the practice you bring along, no one can steal. So wherever you go, you bring your practice, because you are a practitioner. Whether you go to the airport or to the railway station, you take your car, whether you go to the marketplace or to the post office, bring along your practice. If you don't have a problem, the practice will help you to live deeply every moment of your daily life. And practicing like that, you cultivate solidity and freedom and compassion and insight. And if you have a problem, the practice will help you solve the problem. When you have confusion, fear, anger, it is that kind of practice that helps you to get out. We have many gathas, and we can change the gathas to practice because they have the same kind of effect. And when we come back to the other gatha, it will look like new. That is why it's good to memorize many gathas at the same time. Dhyāta, in our deep slow, is also a very good one. A very basic one. I think that the aspirants have learned it from the Dhamma teachers, but I'd like to recommend them to practice this gatha. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. And that is the first exercise of mindful breathing recommended by the Buddha. So in-out means breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. The second line is a deep slow. And it means breathing in, I notice that my in-breath has become deep. It means that I'm not trying to make it deep, because I have been breathing in and out, and my in-breath naturally get deeper. So that is only a recognition. It means that your in-breath, the quality of your in-breath has improved. You breathe in and out mindfully for some time, like 2 minutes or three. And if you really enjoy, and then your in-breath will get deeper naturally. And your out-breath will get slower naturally. It only means that the quality of your breathing has improved. Deep slow means that. So if you write it down, it is breathing in, I know my in-breath has become deeper. Breathing out, I know my out-breath has become slower. Can is breathing in, I calm my body. And this is an exercise recommended by the Buddha. That's the third exercise. Breathing in, I allow my body to relax. Breathing in, I release the tension in my body. That is the meaning of the word calm. In the Chinese version, it is written thân hành tức. Thân means body. Hành means formation. Tức means relaxing. The word tuk in classical Chinese, sometimes it means your breathing. Sometimes it means resting, resting, relaxing. And here it means resting, relaxing. And your body is a formation. Formation is a technical term. Anything that manifests based on conditions is called a formation, like a flower is a formation. Many conditions have come together, like the seed, the plant, the cloud, the sunshine, the gardener. Many elements have come together in order for something to manifest. So a flower is a formation. Samskara. And the Buddha said all formations are impermanent. So my hand is also a formation. A physiological formation. And my mindfulness is a mental formation. My fear, my anger, my love is a mental formation. So formation can be a physical formation, biological formation, or mental formation. And all formations are impermanent. So the body is a formation. Breathing in, I calm the formation called body. And that is the third exercise of mindful breathing recommended by the Buddha. Breathing in, I'm aware of my body. Breathing out, I release the tension in my body. So that is to calm, to release. And ease is very close to that. While practicing, you don't strive too hard. You make the practice natural, relaxing. You don't have to fight with your body, with your breath. You should be non-violent in your practice. You should be gentle in your practice. You should handle your body, and your breath, your emotion with tenderness, non-violence. Never try to suppress your body or your feelings or even your in-breath, now-breath. Allow it to be like that. If you know how to embrace it with your mindfulness, it will become better. So mindfulness embracing the body will calm the body. Mindfulness embracing the in-breath will calm the in-breath. Mindfulness embracing the emotion will calm the emotion. And ease means I take everything at ease. I ease everything. I take things easily. At ease, I feel at ease. Breathing in, I release the tension. Breathing out, I feel at ease. Ease is one of the seven factors of liberation. You feel at ease. Without ease, you cannot get enlightenment. If you strive too hard, If you do violence to your body, your mind, you don't have ease. So ease is one of the seven factors of enlightenment. To be kind to your body, be kind to your mind, to your feelings. Smile. Breathing in, I smile. Breathing out, I release. I release whatever that is in me that can make me tense, unhappy. I release my fear. I release my confusion. I release anything that does not allow me to be free. Present moment, wonderful moment. When we breathe in, we come home to the present moment. And as we come home to the present moment, we discover something. That we have an opportunity. We have many opportunities. Every breath is an opportunity. Every step is an opportunity to practice. That we are lucky. That there are many conditions for us to enjoy now. We don't have to seek for happiness elsewhere and in the future. And that is already insight. Because mindfulness always brings insight, mindfulness and concentration. When you are very mindful, you are concentrated. And with concentration, you realize something. And this is something you realize, that you are lucky, you have opportunities. Happiness can be possible here and now. So that is why the present moment reveals itself as a wonderful moment. And happiness can come right away. So when you ask a person whether the best moment of her life has arrived or not, she may be embarrassed. She may say, it does not seem that it has arrived, the most wonderful moment of my life. But I believe it will arrive sometime in the future. We tend to believe that most wonderful moment of our life will come. But we know very well that if we continue to live the way we have lived in the last 20 years, and then it will not likely to arrive in the next 20 years. So the answer of the Buddha is to make this very moment into the most wonderful moment of your life. That's the challenge. And it can be done by the practice. It can be done by mindfulness, concentration, and insight. Mindfulness brings us home to the present moment. And in the present moment, you realize that you are lucky, luckier than many people. That conditions of happiness are plenty already. We don't have to look for more. And with that realization, happiness does come. And that is why present moment can become a wonderful moment. Even if there is some pain, some suffering. Because if you go home to the present moment, if you realize that there is still some suffering going on, you know that you have the Dharma available. And you can use the Dharma in order to embrace your pain and transform it. You are still lucky. Because there are those who who get drowned into the suffering, who do not know what to do in order to handle the suffering. But you as a practitioner, you do know what to do in order to handle your suffering. So that is a wonderful moment also. Because to know how to handle a painful feeling is also a wonderful thing that can take place in the present moment. And this is a song also in our deep slow calm is my release present moment, wonderful moment. Good. So we should be able to translate that into prose, huh? Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Breathing in, I notice that my in-breath has become deep. Breathing out, I know I realize that my out-breath has become slow. Breathing in, I release the tension in my body or in my feelings. Breathing out, I take everything, I feel at ease. Breathing in, I smile. Breathing out, I release. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I know this is, I realize that this is a wonderful moment. So we have a practice. There are many other gathas. And wherever we go, we bring our practice with us.